finesse Mac, me and Maksud, and allowing Shanila for 1 hour, which is very, very difficult with her, you know, her work-wise and other commitments. So we really appreciated that. And I know she doesn't really give that many interviews because of her, you know, busy schedule. So I appreciate that. And you were saying you're the publicist of Shanila, so that must be a massive, massive, you know, role to fill.
Yeah, it is, because it was a strange story, really. I mean, as you probably know, is that when she did actually become the world's and Britain's first female Asian lawyer, football agent, she took the world by surprise. You know, she actually rewrote the soccer history books, which is something that which will be, well, we can't forget that. She's got a great team, you know, actually, you know, behind her. Since then, she became the UK Sports Ambassador. She's a Woman of the Future Ambassador, inspiring role model. And a few months ago, she became the top 50 women in the world. And that was something which was a great attribute, an award for her success in Singapore. I'm her publicist for UK and Europe. And it's easier now than it was 3 years ago. But because 3 years ago, we were, you know, plastered by media, not just in the UK, but abroad. And not to forget Iman FM Radio, who gave their exclusive interview on Shanila Ahmed about some time ago, and which she really greatly appreciates. And
we appreciated it as well, because, like I said, you know how it is when you work in the media, you have so many commitments, and Shanila, although probably about 20 hours of her 24 hours a day is busy doing other things. I don't know how she goes to sleep and has a meantime. So I think you've got that kind of lifestyle as well, haven't you, Steve? Like, you out of the 24 hours, you're probably working about 20 hours, if not more.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. But, you know, it is tough. You know, being a publicist is not something like that. So you're sat behind the desk and twiddling your thumbs on the keyboard and, you know, looking on your desktop screen. It's a lot more to that because you're actually managing a public figure, whether he or she is a celebrity or a public figure, and my job is a lot to do with public relations, which I enjoy immensely. So my day-to-day job is not always sat behind the desk. There's a lot of travelling that is involved in news and media, going to the football clubs, attending to the footballers, doing their PR and their marketing. So it's a day-to-day speaking to the club managers, their personal assistants for the footballers. And it's actually interesting because you actually never know what's going to happen next 90 seconds. 1 minute, you might be talking to a footballer. Next 2 minutes, you might be out in the north of England or somewhere abroad, signing a new contract and actually signing a new player. So it's a quite interesting job. It's a very exciting career. I'm sure a lot of people would love to be, you know, in my shoes. But right now, as you probably know, Zahir, it's our busiest time in the football transfer window. I think there's just about another week to go yet, and we're quite busy on the phones, and Shanila's making a huge progress. In fact, Zahir, if it's okay with you, can I just give you a breaking news story which just came in about 1 hour ago to your listeners?
Yes, any exclusive, that's absolutely fine. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, well, just about 1 hour ago, Shanila is about to sign one of the national team managers in Europe, and we've been discussing this for the last couple of hours. But Shanila is on the verge of actually signing. It may not be a big star super name, but it is in the right direction when you look at the national team's players that they have. I think one of them actually plays for Bayern Munich. Shanila is going to be signing her new client, who is the Poland national team manager.
Oh, that's fantastic Poland news there. All the best to both of you and to him.
And so that's something which we will be breaking that news across the news platforms and on social media in the next 48 to 72 hours.
Fantastic news. And just going a step back, Steve, if you don't mind. You know, you said, obviously, you were a football agent. You know, for those of obviously, Shanila gave us her insight and how she became a lawyer, then she moved on to become, you know, a football agent at the same time as well. How did your path come along? Because obviously not everyone's path is the same, coming on to becoming a football agent. Is it something that attracted you, or did it become by accident, or did you always want to do that and you just met the right people at the right time?
Okay, so if you're talking about how did I become a football agent, is that
yeah.
right? Okay, well, mine was very interesting, because very quickly, I mean, my background was actually in the music industry. So I was
okay.
actually managing a lot of the artists with the major record labels in London. So I was what they call an artist and repertoire manager, what they call the A&R manager.
Okay? That's correct, yes.
I did a lot of PR work for one of the top bands in Pakistan. I'm sure your listeners will know there was a band called Junoon.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
I used to do a lot of their PR work here in the UK. But anyway, just going back to football agent, I actually went to Newcastle for 3 months. But I fell in love with Newcastle, and I bought myself a place. Cut the long story short, I met a very interesting lady out there in Newcastle. And she used to go to the same school as Alan Shearer at Gosford High School.
Okay.
So I always told her that I've got an interest in becoming a football agent, and can you assist me? And she did. And I got in touch with Alan Shearer. He got in touch with a few of the players in the reserves at Newcastle United. I took my exams at that time back in 2004, where there was a written exam with the English FA. I passed my exams, I signed my first player back in 2005. His name was Carl Finnegan. Was an inspiring young player, same with the league as Andy Carroll, James Triozzi. I was very fortunate to meet people like Glenn Roeder and people like Lee Clark and Kevin Keegan and Bobby Robson. So I learned a lot, you know. I wasn't given the golden spoon. I had to learn things my own way by doing a lot of research on the internet, speaking to clubs. But I made my mark in 2007. When I started to work with clubs like Newcastle United and Arsenal and Liverpool, and the list goes on. I got more involved in international scouting. So I did this for about 8 years. And then after 8 years, I realised it was something for a change of direction in my career, and PR, public relations, was something which I wanted to do, but in the sports industry.
And Steve, what I was going to ask you, obviously there are, am I right in thinking there's not many people from the Asian background in sports PR? There might be the odd one in other areas, but in terms of sports and media, there probably aren't any PR people. Am I right in saying that? Hello, Steve?
Yes, I think you're actually right. I haven't come across... If you're talking about Asian professionals in the sports industry, if they are, then there must be very, very low-key profile members who are working for smaller PR companies. But if talking about on the grand scale, I don't think that there are that many. I mean, there are pundits, Asian pundits, who have done very, very well. A lady called Reshma Chowdhury, who's a pundit on BT Sport.
Yeah, I apologize. She's very, yep. very good, yes. She gets to do all the big interviews and go to the Champions League matches and so on. Yeah, she's done very well for herself.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic, achievement. We always keep telling Shanila that in the future we would not be surprised if you were one of the pundits on a TV show. I mean, she's brilliant at her football knowledge, also in scouting, which is quite rare sometimes, especially when you're a female. But I think she has done actually very, very well. And so, you know, watch your space. And, you know, who knows? As you know, Zahir, I'm a big, big local fan.
I was going to come to that, but I'm going to hold your fire on that, because I wanted to, while I've got you, I might as well make the most of you, because... You caught me by surprise. So luckily I've got a fan on, because I was actually sweating when you were speaking. So I've got a fan that's cooling me down. So Steve, I wanted to ask this question before I forget. For the benefit of our listeners who want to get into PR but do it correctly, not just come in it just for the money, because obviously when you do something for the money, you're going to burn out very, very quickly. and you're not going to leave the good mark. So if any of our listeners, especially our youngsters, who are maybe thinking of getting to PR or never thought of it, is it very daunting to get into, or